Shalom Avracha. It is highly recommended that teenage boys and girls do not have conversations from the age of bat and bar mitzvah. You should make sure that the boys and girls are separated. This is the age when they start developing interest to the other gender. So any type of conversation between boys and girls can lead to something that is not allowed in the Torah. Even if the talks are about Torah and about holy things, just the fact that the two teenagers are together, then one can develop a certain interest to the other person, and this is prohibited by the Torah. And also, regarding to platonic relationships, for the sake of promoting Torah, this is just the way of the Yetzer Hara telling you, hang out with the other gender so you can promote Torah, but that's the Yetzer Hara's way to get the people together. And today he's telling them to promote Torah, the next day he's telling them to learn about Torah, and a couple of days after that, the Yetzer Hara pulls them away off from learning Torah and puts them in jeopardy that one would like the other and will develop feelings and a desire to be with each other, etc., etc. Therefore, it's recommended and highly suggested that teenagers should, from different genders, should not hang out together, should not talk together, should not have relationships together. That's why the Torah is instructing us to be separated. We're already separating the boys and the girls from the age of 2 and 3 when they go to kindergarten for many different reasons. The time when they're teenagers already, that's when the time when they can start developing the interest in the other gender. Therefore, it's better that they're separated and they don't mingle together, not for promoting Torah and not for talking about Torah. Needless to say, about for other things. The question arouses, what happens when the circle is not an Orthodox circle and the teenagers are together in high school or in many other activities? So any person that is has the interest to come closer to the Torah and be closer to Hashem, then makes sure that he finds himself or puts himself in a place that he's not so surrounded with the other gender that can, chas v'shalom, lead that person to unwanted acts and talks and being together. And of course it depends on where the person is growing and where the person is going to school. Depends on many things. But ultimately, we want both the boys and the girls to be separated. When it's time for them to look for their other half, when it's time for them to marry, then they start going on dates and looking for the right person to marry. Until then, it's highly recommended that they don't spend time together for many different reasons.